Band 4, 2002, June, Section A.
Question 1. I suppose you have bought some gifts for your family?
Well, I've bought a shirt for my father and two books for my sister. But I haven't decided what to buy for my mother. Probably some jewels.
Question. Who did the man buy the books for? Question 2. Look, it says they want a junior sales manager, and it seems like it's a big company. That would be good, so you might have to travel a lot.
Do they say anything about experience?
Question. What are they talking about? Question 3. I think we've covered everything. What about a cup of coffee before we move on to the next item?
Good idea. I really can't wait another minute.
Question. What does the woman suggest doing? Question 4. But what happens if it rains? What are we going to do then?
We'll have to count on good weather. But if it does rain, the whole thing will have to be canceled.
Question. What do we learn from the conversation? Question 5. You took an optional course this semester, didn't you? How's it going?
Terrible. It seems like the more the professor talks, the less I understand.
Question. How did the man feel about the course? Question 6. Mark is playing computer games.
Should he do that when the final exam is drawing near?
Question. What does the man think Mark should do?
Question 7. Jack seems to think that this year's basketball season will be disappointing.
That's his opinion. Most others think differently.
Question. What does the woman mean? Question 8. Is this the check-in counter for flight 914 to Los Angeles?
Yes, but I'm sorry, the flight is delayed because of a minor mechanical problem. Please wait for further notice.
Question. What do we learn from this conversation? Question 9. Excuse me, I'd like to place an advertisement for a used car in the Sunday edition of your paper.
Okay, but you'll have to run your advertisement all week. We can't quote rates for just Sunday.
Question. Where is the conversation most probably taking place? Question 10. I spent so much time polishing my letter of application.
It's worthwhile to make the effort. You know just how important it is to give a good impression.
Question. What do we know about the man? Section B. Passage 1. Not everybody reads the daily newspaper. People who do not read newspapers are sometimes referred to as non-readers. Early research has shown that non-readers are generally low in education, low in income, either very young or very old. In addition, non-readers are more likely to live in rural areas and have less contact with neighbors and friends. Other studies show that non-readers tend to isolate themselves from the community and are less likely to own a home and seldom belong to local voluntary organizations. Why don't these people read the daily paper? They say they don't have the time. They prefer radio or TV. They have no interest in reading at all. And besides, they think newspapers are too expensive. Recent surveys, however, have indicated that the portrait of the non-reader is more complicated than first thought. There appears to be a group of non-readers that does not fit the type mentioned above. They are high in income and fall into the age group of 26 to 65. They are far more likely to report that they don't have the time to read the papers, and they have no interest in the content. editors and publishers are attempting to win them back. First, they are adding news briefs and comprehensive indexes. This will help overcome the time problem. And they are also giving variety to newspaper content to help build the reader's interest.
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 11. What is typical of non-readers according to the early research? Question 12. What are the findings of recent surveys? Question 13. What are editors and publishers doing to attract the non-readers? Passage 2. Did you know that there is a kind of bird that can sew? This bird, called the tailor bird, uses its mouth as a needle. It sews leaves together in the shape of a cup. Then it adds a layer of straw to the inside of the cup and lays its eggs there. Each bird species builds its own special kind of nest. The most common materials used for nests are grasses, branches, and feathers. A bird must weave these materials into a nest. Just imagine building a house without cement or nails to hold it together. Another bird is called the weaver bird. The weaver bird builds a nest that looks like a basket. The nest is shaped like a pear with a hole in the middle. The hole is the door of the nest. A third bird is called the oven bird. The oven bird makes a nest that is very solid. The nest is made of mud. The oven bird forms the mud into the shape of an oven and then lets it dry in the sun. The sun bakes the mud, making it very hard. Not all birds make their homes in branches. Some birds build their nests on the ground, while others bury their eggs under the ground. And some birds do not build nests at all. So when you look for nests and eggs in the branches of trees and bushes, remember that some nests may be right under your feet.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. What does the nest built by a tailor bird look like? Question 15. Why is there a hole in the weaver bird's nest? Question 16. What is the oven bird's nest made of? Question 17. What might surprise us about birds' nests, according to the speaker? Passage 3. You can tell the age of a tree by counting its rings. But these records of a tree's life really say a lot more. Scientists are using tree rings to learn what's been happening on the sun's surface for the last 10,000 years. Each ring represents a year of growth. As the tree grows, it adds a layer to its trunk, taking up chemical elements from the air. By looking at the elements in the rings from a given year, scientists can tell what elements were in the air that year. Dr. Stevenson is analyzing one element, carbon-14, in rings from both living and dead trees. Some of the rings go back almost 10,000 years to the end of the Ice Age. When Stevenson followed the carbon-14 trail back in time, he found carbon-14 levels change with the intensity of solar burning. You see, the sun has cycles. Sometimes it burns fiercely, at other times it's relatively calm. During the sun's violent periods, it throws off charged particles in fast-moving streams, called solar winds. Fear with the formation of carbon-14 on Earth. When there's more solar wind activity, less carbon-14 is produced. 10,000 years of tree rings show that the carbon-14 level rises and falls about every 420 years. The scientists concluded that solar wind activity must follow the same cycle.
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 18. What's the purpose of the scientist in studying tree rings? Question 19. What affects the amount of carbon-14 on Earth? Question 20. What do we learn from the passage about solar wind activity?
Kimmy, 课堂欢迎你。